Well, Ollie, a point down in Sligo at the Showgrounds last night in that North West Derby. Was it a point gained?
I think a point in Sligo at any stage is a point gained, to put it that way to you. Probably we shaded the first half just about, but to be fair to Sligo, I think they shaded the second half, and we're hanging on a little bit in the end, but at least we hung on and got a point. So yeah, we're quite happy with that, Chris. Yeah.
So we're halfway through the season. Harps are in eighth spot. If that's the way it finishes after your last game at Dalymount Park, you'll stay in the top flight. You must be reasonably pleased with the way things have gone in the first half.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think it's slightly misleading that, you know, the position you're in with the fact that I think the bottom five are all within three, four points of each other, and, you know, if that can change week by week, and did change, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we're written off. Now, you know, people are saying we're safe. We're neither. You know, we're going to be in that battle, hopefully, and I think the more teams that are in that area, the better. You know, you asked me how you view it or see it. Look, if we go to Bowes in the last game of the season with something to play for to stay in the division, I think we'd be happy. But it's too early to call it this year, Jefferson.
Yeah. Just looking at the way things have gone so far, I think Harps have actually conceded more goals than anyone else. But of the bottom five or six clubs, you've done reasonably well on the scoring side of things. Key to survival will be Danny Morrissey and Kieran O'Connor, because when the two of them have played, you certainly look more threatening in attack.
Well, I think just more than them. I think we have a very small, tight panel. Like, you know, we were short one or two last night, and we will be short a number more than that for our next game against Shamrock Rovers through suspension and injury. And, you know, we for a lot of reasons, we can't accommodate a big panel of players like other sides may have. So not just Danny and Kieran, you know, every one of them we've 16 now senior players signed in the club. We've a number of the 19s that are in with us. And when you have anyone missing, be it Danny, be it Kieran, be it any of the 16, it's a loss. And, you know, we found it difficult a month ago with people being out. Thankfully, let's play it and patched it up, and we turned it around the last 2 weeks. But we could do with maybe strengthening our panel, to put it that way, to try and have a chance of surviving.
Yeah, and as you mentioned there, I mean, the injuries have been a problem. You've just about held together the nucleus of the team, and credit to the likes of Paddy McCourt, who have, it's fair to say, have soldiered on in difficult circumstances.
Yeah, no, I've heard of that before. Like, you know, a number of lads have played with knocks and injuries to their credit, but, you know, they've bought into it, and we need everyone to buy into it and to try and keep the show on the road. But, like, there'll be twists and turns in it, hopefully, to put it that way to you. The last thing we want is to drift away at the bottom, like maybe Longford did last year, and have nothing to play for. If we have something to play for, which itself will be an achievement, you know, I think we'll get the people behind us and the crowds behind us. There was a great crowd up in Sligo last night as well, like, to their credit, to support us and draw us on. But it isn't easy, and there's no point in me saying it's anything but that. But look, it's a great challenge, and you know, long may that continue. Like,
yeah, 17 games gone, 16 to go. It's hard to know with the three going down what sort of points you're going to need. But if you can average a point a game, you certainly will be in with a fighting chance.
Yeah, it's hard to know exactly what you're saying. I know last year we finished with 32 or 33 points, and we were third from bottom. Galway were 6 points ahead of us on 38 or 39. So going on last year, you would need a higher total than what you just mentioned, but it's a little bit tighter at the bottom here this year, and long may that continue. From our point of view, it's difficult to know, but I mean, you know, you're not setting targets, you're just trying to get a point or 3 points out of any game we've played, and thankfully we've got a few results in the last three games, but we went five beforehand with no results and without scoring. So I think it'll have ups and downs, hopefully. And at least we can stay in the fight, like.
Yeah. Now we have this summer break. Your views on the summer break, Ali? I mean, is it worth having?
Well, to be fair to the players, you know, our own lads and the lads around the country, you know, a lot of them have families, and a lot of them, you know, they've gone away for this week. They've, you know, a lot of them have had to wait today, and I think you have to give them something. You know, certainly in respect of their wives or girlfriends and families in that way to be able to go away. But I think last year with the 3 or 4 week break with the Euros was absolutely the wrong decision that the league made. where we went, I think, eight weeks without a home gate, trying to keep things afloat, and it put a lot of teams and bigger teams and us under pressure in that period.
And during the next few weeks, with the transfer window opening at the beginning of July, you will be hoping to maybe bring in one or two new faces?
Yeah, we really have nothing earmarked at the moment, and both myself and Paul Hegarty will look in the next month to try and get people in. We do need bodies in, but you know, it brings with it its difficulty in what we can offer people, and but at the same time, we do need to get a couple of people in to replace those that have gone, and you know, one or two that are injured. So yeah, we haven't really earmarked anyone. We've, you know, I made a number of calls both this morning, and we'll do that every morning, but phone calls are easy, mate. It's to people to buy into is the difficulty. Look, you know, the likes of Mickey Funson there has finished up with us and deserves great credit for what he did before my time, and in particular during my time, where he backed the club and me both on and off the field. And, you know, while we're sorry to see him go, he does need to be replaced.
Yeah, and just two final questions, Ali. You have, of course, Pascal Millian has been cleared, so that's a plus point. You have a new face coming in. Just remind us a little bit about again. He's pretty versatile.
Oh, Pascal is now 33 years of age, where he's a lot of experience behind him, and you know, he's won the league with Sligo Rovers for him the last 5 years ago in the Rean Barra class. Look, he's an attacking player with a lot of ability. But we need more than just Pascal coming in. He will be cleared, and please God, available for Shamrock Rovers. But we need him, and we need everybody as regards our 16 or 17 senior players, along with the younger lads in the 19s that have come in. But he's an exciting player. You know, he looks to try and beat a man that type of way, but he also needs to work defensively as well to try and gain points on the board, you know.
And the likes of Eddie Desan and some of the others on the injury list still, do you think they will be nearly ready again when we resume with the Shamrock Rovers game?
Eddie played a part last night, albeit not fully fit, but numbers-wise require that. We need him to stay fit, and we need him to get match time under his belt. The likes of, you know, BJ, we need back fully fit as well to have a chance of staying in this. As I said, it's a small panel that has, you know, there's a good bond between them, but also it causes difficulties when you have a number of players out. And unfortunately, we will have a number of them out for Shamrock Rovers in the fortnight, mainly through suspension, because the week break has kind of downloaded it all onto that Shamrock Rovers game as regards when the suspensions will kick in. But We've been in that position before, and we'll try and patch it up as well as we can. Yeah.
And just one final thing. Do you feel it is a top six, bottom six split? Is it six from Bohemians down, or do you think Limerick can still get sucked in, or are they too good to be in the bottom six?
Look, I hope you're right. I would love to see eight in the bottom split, which isn't the case. I just think the more teams that are down there with us, better chance obviously we have. I still feel a few of them are in a false position with the players some of the teams have. You know, Limerick on their day could beat anybody, and then maybe they got caught with us last Friday, albeit us playing well. I think there's one or two teams here at the bottom with the quality they have may kick on, and I think we need to kick on ourselves to try and stay in it.
Yeah, so as was the case last night, every single point is absolutely vital.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, any point in this league is very difficult to get, as was proven last night. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we lost in the last minute to Galway. You know, that was difficult and a tough place to be. But to be fair, we kicked back and we need to kick on from here. But we've three very difficult games in a row, like with Shamrock Rovers, Dundalk and Derry in a row. And we need to try and pick something out of that.